theater. I can't remember the name of it. It's where the woodshop teacher from junior high used to hang out.
What?
Yeah. Kids would get on a skateboard and skate by the window, just throwing up double middle fingers because they knew that Bacciarini was in there.
Bacciarini is a really good name.
Yeah, it's a really good name.
Bacciarini.
He didn't give a fuck, whatever. It's a woodshop teacher.
Too drunk to care.
Fuck, man. Anyway, they used to be in a bank on the east side, and that's...
I remember the building you're talking about. I remember the bar you're talking about.
Yeah. And they... It was kind of awesome because they had machines in the vault.
Oh, right.
So, like, you could walk in a bank vault and play video games. And they had a bunch of pinball machines and all this other stuff. And then they moved to the fairgrounds into this much bigger building. And then they had a slot car racetrack there.
Wow.
Going there, my dad would play Dragon's Lair, and he got to a point where he was super good at Dragon's Lair, and he would just finish Dragon's Lair. People would watch in astonishment.
He completed it?
Yeah.
Jesus. Even that boss fight is no joke.
Yeah, and I had no interest in any of that, and I was like, yeah, go play your fake cartoon video game. It's not, it's not even a real game.
I would play the real shit.
Yeah, I'll be over here playing fucking Commando.
I mean, Dragon's Lair was basically like you just had to memorize the pattern, right?
Yeah, it was just a game full of quick time events.
Yeah. But
like
didn't change,
a very shitty input windows. Yeah, no, it didn't change. Like it was, well, I think maybe it was like if you beat the game, like so they could flip the scenes, so the scenes would play mirrored.
Right.
So then it'd just be the exact opposite, you know. But it was like generally, I mean, it was a Laserdisc, so
right,
had to kind of come from somewhere.
Yeah, they had a Dragon Slayer machine at Scandia for a while, and that was where I played it. Well, attempted to, anyway. Yeah, eventually, like, everyone kind of morphed over to Scandia for arcade stuff, because Dodge City was just slowly going out of business.
Yeah, that was, like, early days of GameSpot. It was, like, me and Ryan McDonald and Dave Toyster, who didn't work there yet, going there to play Mortal Kombat 3.
Wow. Right.
Scandia was like the kids' amusement.
Yeah, that was like the... That's where you went to go ride go-karts.
It's a miniature golf place. Yeah, right. Go-karts.
It's still there,
batting
right?
Cages.
Yep. Yeah, I think I drove past it a couple times.
I think the Phoenix eventually got a Mortal Kombat 3 machine. Mm. There was an MK2 one for a really long time.
The bowling alley had an MK3 machine as well, so, and that was nice because it was 24 hours, so if it was like 2:30 in the morning and you were like, we have to go,
right,
I need this right now, you could go get it, so,
I need this right now.
I was at the bowling alley recently, it's depressing, the Petaluma bowling alley is not.
It was, so here's the secret, well, is it always was depressing, but it's, you're saying it's maybe a more specified, worse kind of depressing now.
Yeah, I mean the arcade specifically is shitty.
What is it?
It's a smoking token machine.
All right.
Which is you rolling quarters into a hole that just disappear, and if you roll the quarter just right, you get tickets that you then spend on nothing. I have like a few other redemption machines, an H2 Overdrive.
Oh boy.
Like one of those Terminator 3 gun games.
Yeah. That's the one I think they actually have still at the movie theater near my house.
Mm. And, like, a bootleg DDR machine.
Great.
That was broken. So.
Amusements industry is not what it once was.
No.
First time I played MK2, it was in French.
Awesome.
It was I was on holidays somewhere in northern France and on this, like, campsite. And they had one Mortal Kombat 2 machine. So. Lots of, I guess, Le Fatality or whatever. It's like I could remember the good machines at every place I went to on holidays too.
Mm-hmm.
The place in Portugal had Sunset Riders. That was in English though.
I remember when I was a kid, we went on vacation to Hawaii and the hotel had a Golden Axe machine somewhere. And I spent most of the time we were not doing the touristy dumb things you do in Hawaii just playing that Golden Axe machine instead of, you know, paying attention to the fact that I was in Hawaii.
secret, Hawaii's not that great.
Yeah. It's worth going once.
Yeah.
We had a Golden Axe, I think. No, sorry, not Golden Axe. You just said that fucking Final Fight was on it. And we didn't Amiga, so we didn't have access to any of this shit. Like, none of these games. I mean, Mortal Kombat 2, we eventually got an Amiga.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah, no Sunset Riders or Final Fight or any of that. Most of the arcade stuff seem to be coming from, like, NES, Sega stuff. It just didn't exist in the same sort of...
Yeah, the Amiga, yeah. Like, got a lot... there has to be an Amiga version of Final Fight.
You would think so.
There was always, like, Amiga-esque versions of those games.
Right, yeah. Like just weird...
Altered Beast,
like,
and yeah. Shattered Beast, and...
Various Beasts, and what have you.
It wasn't until this new version of Shadow of the Beast got released that I realized that that game probably is totally a bootleg Altered Beast.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
And, like, seeing the shitty punch animation and stuff, I was like, wait a minute.
Like, that's just a weird, like, overly drawn character and, like, very zoomed in, like... Yeah, the affinity of Shadow of the Beast on Amiga, again, comes from that sort of same thing we were talking about Echo, where it was, like, it was just a really good-looking game on that.
Yeah.
But, like, no
one... Yeah.
It wasn't really, like, particularly...
I just always remember loading it up, or, you know, like, playing the Genesis version, which I guess was not nearly as good, but... And then just, like, walking down the well, and waiting through the long load time to get down the well, and then, like, you don't have a key or whatever, just... The combat just felt weird, like just not understanding Shadow of the Beast,
totally.
And having it be this game that people are like, "Oh man, it's this amazing!" Like it's one of the pinnacles of like this era of gaming. And you're like, "Well, wow, there must be something I'm missing here." And then spending a little bit more time, so I'd unlocked like the original Shadow of the Beast in that new Shadow of the Beast.
Oh, you do, really?
Yeah, and it emulates the floppy load times, which sucks. But I guess I understand why they would do that. And just, like really kind of looking at it, we were like, wait, maybe this game's actually terrible. Mm. But because a lot of people who owned an Amiga didn't have, like, immediate access to arcade machines and a lot of the other stuff that was coming out in other parts of the world, like, it just seems like one of those games like Chaos Engine or something.
Right.
Where you're just like, okay, like, this is, like, a kind of a shitty commando-ish sort of game.
I mean, Chaos Engine was popular because it was, like, one of the few co-op games on the Amiga.
Mm.
Like, you could play with your, you know, with your sibling. And the other thing about the Amiga stuff as well is that at a certain point, like, people weren't buying these games.
Yeah.
So, like, you were basically just having these free catalogs of games. So, like, I don't know, the appreciation of them wasn't really levied against the 40 quid you'd spend on them.
Sure.
You'd just gotten them in a box from your friend's house.
Right.
You know? Like, you know... Yeah, Shadow of the Beast is probably a pretty cool game. We just popped it in, it was free.
Yeah, Commodore 64 was definitely the same way.
Mm. Yeah.
Even in this country.
Proceed about 3 miles. That's why they're not around anymore.
Right.
Well, those reasons might actually be manifold, but that's probably one of them at least.
I still haven't plugged in my Amiga since I moved here. I'm, like, so scared.
You worried it's just not going to boot up?
Loads or some shit, yeah. Like, I have a down converter, I just haven't ever plugged it in.
Like, for the voltage or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a really old transformer attached to it, and I'm just, like, I just don't know enough about electricity to be comfortable doing it.
Well, would it even, do you have a monitor with it and stuff, or I wonder if it's even, because it might be PAL.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even think about that. It's got a... I mean, I can put it into some sort of breakout. Like, some sort of converter.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe at work I could, but maybe not at home.
Right.
Yeah, it's got a... It's coaxial, isn't it? It's yellow, red, white.
Composite.
It's a composite, yeah. Sorry. I always get those mixed up.
But I think it also has, like, a more formal kind of monitor connection, too. Like... RGB or something like it.
Yeah, there's like 10 ports on the back of it.
Yeah.
Like serial ports and parallel ports and all that stuff.
I had three Amiga 500s, and each one of them had something else broken on it. Like, on one of them, the...
The ports, probably?
Yeah, the port for the modem was broken on one of them. And I got another one. These were all... I did not pay anything for these. A friend of mine had a bunch of them. And so... that he had sent to him by Commodore. And then the second one, the modem port worked, but the joystick ports didn't work.
That was a big problem.
And then I got the third one. The third one worked. And it had a 1 meg RAM expansion in it.
Yeah.
Which was theoretically nice, but...
Yeah, it didn't really make much of a difference to a lot of games. Apparently, it was a Final Fight on Amiga done by US Gold.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Must, says Twitter. I did not get that. Somebody recently sent me a 3.5-inch floppy drive with a copy of Sensible Soccer. It was like a PC version, or a PC US version of it.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't booted up yet, but...
What was it about Sensible Soccer that made it so sensible?
You know what? It was popular because it was, like, fast in a way that a lot of Amiga games weren't. Like, animation-wise, it was like it felt like you were playing on a Genesis or something. Yeah. And it just really... Did you ever hear of Kickoff?
No.
Dino Dini's Kickoff? So that was, like, a really popular football series back home. And basically Sensible Soccer sort of took that and then took that gameplay... added a bunch of like lobs and stuff to it, and then it just had like every, like it had a stupidly big database of teams. Like they just didn't, there was no licensing on any of this stuff, so they just like had, you know, the Ukrainian second division in there and like five divisions of English football and like Serie A, B and C in Italy, and
gotcha.
It was like crazy. It was like even FIFA didn't have that back then. It was like FIFA had like 50 teams or something. So yeah, it was just,
I've always thought that was a great name for a game.
Flies in the face as well of the English problem with the word soccer. Like,
right.
Like,
just fuck you, we're reclaiming it.
People didn't give a shit before. It's just this artsy new fucking thing that people have with that word. Where it's like, because American soccer has gotten so popular, probably.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you guys are probably watching the Copa America right now, right?
Like, yeah, I have it on my phone up here.
And people in the chat, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, no, there's been some talk about footy happening.
There's European Cup is on as well. English fans are fighting with the Russian fans already in France.
Like fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, that's the way I like it.
Hooliganism.
Did you ever play the game? This came up recently, someone mentioned it, I forgot about it. There was a game called Hooligans.
Yeah. Like, we were just talking about this, yeah.
Wasn't it banned or something? Am I thinking wrong?
It came out. No, it came out in the U.S. even. I think there was some call to try to ban it,
right.
But I don't know if that actually happened.
Self-inflicted, maybe, as well.
Yeah.
Marketing. No, I'd never played that. There was a game called Red Cards that came out on the PS2, which was a interesting take on football.
Like, that was the Midway game, right?
Right, I
Red
think
Card,
it might have
soccer,
been, yeah.
Red Card 2002 or whatever.
Just fuck people up.
Yeah, that was Blitz, them trying to make NFL Blitz,
right,
but
yeah.
Soccer. I have a... striped like a ref jersey that says red card that has a red card soccer patch on it.
Great.
That they sent out that I still dig out anytime I need to look like a referee.
There was one year in FIFA where they added a dive button and an intentional foul button, or like professional foul button.
Yeah.
And then FIFA made them strip it out the next year. They were like, nope, it's not in keeping what we think about football.
Red card 2003.
Yeah.
Known as red card in Europe.
Like, yeah, I'm sure it's not what FIFA wants people to think of when they think about their sport, but it's the reality of it,
yep,
right?
Exactly.
Developed by Point of View.
Point of View.
Right, yeah.
They're not sure
who they are. What else do they make?
Rated Rumble Boxing. And NFL Blitz.
This is a really weird intersection.
It very much is.
All these hydrangeas are going to stop you from seeing a car. It's going to play with you.
Yeah. This doesn't feel safe one bit.
Alright, here's what they made. Black Dawn, Brunswick Pro Bowling, Brunswick Circuit Pro Bowling, Damnation, Freaky Flyers, Nintendo GameCube version.
Nice.
Garfield, Caught in the Act.
Okay.
PC version. Golden Nugget, MLB Slugfest 2004, yeah. Mortal Kombat Trilogy for the Saturn and PC. NARC. I assume that's recent NARC.
NFL and Blitz, NFL Blitz 2002, 2003, 2000, Rampage World Tour, Saturn and PC versions, both Ready to Rumble boxings, Red Card, Smashing Drive, Sonic Extreme, which was canceled, oh, Spawn Armageddon, I think I reviewed that, and they made TNA Impact Across the Line.
TNA Impact Across the Line, I want to say, was the mobile game. Or maybe they they did a bunch of port work for Midway, obviously.
Yeah.
So maybe they were just doing GameCube versions for Midway or something weird like that.
Yes, the portable, the PSP and DS version was Across the Line.
Yeah.
Did they port Ready to Rumble, or did they actually make it?
I think they actually made it.
Those games are alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right turn. That one that was a PS2 launch game was alright.
Dreamcast launch game.
There was a PS2 one also.
Oh yeah, yeah, round two was a... Yeah.
Downtown Hayward, eh?
Yep. Here at the Dollar Tree, at the MMA and Fitness.
Jesus. It's a round table.
We made it as far as Hayward, and then we decided that E3 was done.
We hit this round table pizza, and we were like, we can go no further. There's no longer one in Petaluma, is there?
No, yes, there is. So the way I heard it was that the owners of Roundtable, the local Roundtable, got sick of paying the franchise fee back to Roundtable HQ and said, fuck it, we're changing our name. And they became some no-name pizza place that also served wine and some other bullshit.
Okay.
And they lasted. So then, right after that, Roundtable opened a brand new Roundtable about a block away in the shopping center near where the Pete's Coffee is, where the Deaf Dog used to be. Basically where the movie theater used to be.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay.
And so this new pizza place was done.
Oh, really?
Immediately.
Locals didn't, like, fly their flag or anything?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I think that place might have been done no matter what, but opening a Roundtable right there certainly didn't help. And now that place has just recently changed into something called the Fantasy Restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And it is a Hong Kong barbecue. And I don't know what any of that means, but I totally want to go there.
Yeah, they have one of those, like, vinyl, like, tied up signs because they don't have the regular one. It literally just says Chinese food.
That's wonderful.
Fantasy Restaurant.
Just $1. Look at that.
Go over to this dollar store.
Right next to the Rancho Supermercado. And the Solar Tactical Guns and Ammo.
Oh, wow.
I need both of those things.
Yes.
Solar and ammo.
I need tacos and I need guns.
Now we're going to head over to the TNC Liquor. It used to be a TNC Surf Designs. They're like, you know what? Turns out more people want the booze.
Come on, Town and Country.
Town and Country Liquor.
This is a classy liquor establishment. They're right next to the China Garden.
I like a nice garden.
Yeah.
How long is the way out of Hayward?
Like a couple minutes here.
Yeah, once we're on that 580, it's... smooth sailing, baby.
It's gonna look a lot like Freeway for the next million hours. 580 East.
So I was thinking about trying to, like, keep myself as pepped up as possible during E3. I was thinking about the reasons why I'm always sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I don't usually drink that much, because it's like, I don't know, gotta be pretty sharp in the morning. Those morning ass reviews. But I always end up like, I was thinking about the food. And like the food at the hotel is all that like stodgy, it's like fucking burgers and sandwiches. You can't get away from it. Like even the salads are just like drenched and whatever.
You're trapped.
And then the food, like it's great that we have all this like free catered stuff up in the room, but even that's just like croissants and like oily breakfast and shit in the morning.
The ham duet is not actually your friend.
No. It's like, there are sandwiches there which are like only healthy looking because everything else surrounding them is so awful.
Yeah.
I was thinking that's probably like a main reason, just like the diet when you're down there is just so, like Del Taco notwithstanding.
Right.
Like when you're actually down there, it's like so bad.
But no wonder by the end we're all just like fucking sick and tired and everything else.
So have you come up with any way to try to combat this?
I bought some stuff in Trader Joe's this morning, but that's not gonna keep.
Yeah.
Like I have some little bits and bobs. I was thinking I might, because the only, like what, is it like a CVS that's near, like on
right.
Figueroa, which
yeah.
will do something. I was thinking of like trying to find like a grocery store somewhere, like even just getting an Uber there, some stage this evening, and then just like loading up on a bunch of like actual fresh food.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Like I bring those shitty bars, you know, protein bars and stuff
right.
like that. Because, but that for me, that's like the last resort. Like, oh, I got here 20 minutes after all the food got taken away,
yeah.
and now I'm not going to eat for another 9 hours or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah, I don't know. I stopped drinking at E3 probably, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago now.
Right.
Even during the live shows these days, I've been pacing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not. I mean, a couple years there, we were drinking pretty good. Oh, yeah, a couple years there, that I was like smuggling cans of Sparks, pre-banned Sparks, down to LA. And I was like, this is not helping anyone.
This is not the life.
And then I pretty much, yeah, just, I stopped drinking, and E3 got, like, 10 times easier, just
right.
overall. It was like, oh, wait, yeah, when I'm not, like, not even that I get, like, super hungover or anything like that, but it's just enough to, like, help take it out of you.
Mm.
Like, the city and the show already does everything it can to fuck you over, so, like, drinking on top of that just, at some point, is just not worth it,
yeah.
so. And that really helped. But, yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like, there's... The food situation is terrible. And you know, like, since we have our weird room for our nightly shows and all that other stuff, like, there's
oh, yeah.
some element of, like, we have a budget that we actually have to spend as a part of renting the room.
Right.
Like, we have a food and beverage minimum that we need to spend with a hotel. But I'm just, like, looking at this menu and going, all of this is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, none of this is gonna...
Like, even by the standards of hotel food, it's not particularly appealing.
So I think, you know, all the stuff we're getting from the hotel is just, like, stuff that would be, like, guest-friendly.
Yeah.
Beer and, you know, finger foods and stuff. And then, you know, kind of try to do something else for food for ourselves before the night show starts or something. But, like, yeah, there's just there's no good way to do that.
Maybe it's, like, a Postmates thing. Just go get them to, like, pick up a bunch of...
Yeah, yeah. I think last year we had Rory run and grab
right.
stuff. He would have a little bit, like little bits of time here and there. Which I always feel kind of bad about because Rory is no simple gopher. Like he has a lot of real job, real ass things to do.
Yeah.
But bless him, he's always like, I'll run out and get stuff. I'm like, oh, awesome, great, yeah. okay, cool. Because we may actually die.
What does he do a lot of actually at E3? Is it like organizing guests and stuff?
There's a lot of...
Or technical...
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, if something breaks, like, we need to... He is the first person to turn to, and he's, like, in the room.
Yeah.
So we can go, like, okay, this thing didn't launch right, you need to get a hold of the engineering team and find out, like, what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I end up doing a lot of the guest wrangling stuff.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. You booked a lot of the stage stuff, right?
Yep.
Has that become harder in recent years because more stages have started appearing?
No, because we do our show at a time when we are not having to compete for everyone else's time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we run into people like, you know, hey, we have these dinner meetings or we have these other things at night that we have to go to, but we're not competing with other shows, really.
Mm. Which, in some ways, is harder because
yeah.
of the dinner stuff
yeah.
and all that.
It's like their spare time.
Yeah, yeah. It means that everyone is always a little late.
Yeah.
Or right. they're weirdly early and they have someplace they need to be.
Right.
And, you know, so the everyone's got different scheduling conflicts that we have to try to juggle. And then every segment goes a little long.
Yep.
You know, so it just, like, everything. We had, a couple of people get a little salty last year about, like, I gotta be somewhere. What are we doing?
Right.
But generally speaking, everyone is pretty understanding that this is a weird thing.
What's your setup this year? Have you talked about it yet?
Same stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much the same deal
same
as last
hotel.
Year.
Same as last year?
Yeah, different room in the hotel, but
yeah.
But yeah, same basic concept.
It's like a seat in a three-seater coach.
Yeah, and we'll have some extra chairs in case we, you know, have extra folks and want to load up on.
Yeah, cool.
Speaking of which, come by on Wednesday night.
Cool. Yeah.
Grab Mary, come by.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll do. Cheers. GameSpot party is on Thursday.
Okay.
We are going back to the shitty bar. We did a vote this year. Whatever, we're going to do it in the hotel.
Oh, is it the rap party or whatever?
Yeah. Which is at this... It's actually pretty fucking cool. It's like they book out this whole bar. I have no idea where in LA it is. Like, we get it at most of the breaks.
Yeah.
They're getting Ubers this year. And it's like the table tennis, table ping pong table at the back is like so fucking like warped and broken that it's clearly only there for like beer pong and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
a shitty dartboard, this karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The rap party thing is always a little weird because we always get invites to it.
Right.
And I always just want to like reply all and go, we'll be doing a show.
Yeah.
So thanks. Have fun at your party.
Still working.
But that's just me being an asshole.
Yeah.
I felt really bad. The woman who sits in the cube area where I was sitting this week. I guess, I don't remember if it was Thursday or Wednesday or whatever, she was asking, like, oh, are you going to the company picnic thing or whatever? And I was I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She seemed very put off that I did not immediately understand what thing she was talking about.
What company picnic? Was there a company picnic? There,
I don't know if that has happened yet or if is happening.
It was on Wednesday.
It was on Wednesday? Okay.
I know because I recorded Alt F1 with Drew and walked out and everyone was gone.
All right.
So even I've been infected by the giant bomb sociopath gene. Yeah, they went. I think it's like the UK and Australian teams come over for like a couple of days before E3. So they try and do like a little powwow or whatever. They're kind of going together.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, this year the main reason they should do it is because we've so many new hires. Like, there's been such crazy turnover in the past 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there are 6 new people on the video team. I still don't know 2 of their names.
Awesome.
Like, it's been that. What is this going to
be? Yeah, sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
Never learn their names.
Yeah.
Total power move. Yeah, just never learn it.
Be the talent.
Yeah.
Just fucking lean into the talent thing and go, you.
No, I don't care what your name is. You.
We need tapas. Get out there and get it.
Small plates, motherfucker. Get it.
All right, quite taken. I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
The pressure cooker E3, it'll be the perfect time to pull that move.
Yeah. just lean over to one of them, like you're hosting a show and you're obviously very busy. Just lean over to one of them and ask them for something completely outlandish.
I'm gonna need a soccer ball.
I need a soccer ball and 5 cones. and a large pizza. Like, it doesn't matter what's on the pizza. Actually, no, wait. It does matter. Like a pepperoni pizza. It needs to look good on camera, not too greasy. All right, go.
Just pepperoni. No cheese, no tomato sauce. Just pepperoni.
Every once in a while, like, just every few hours or so, just, like, walk up behind them when they're not aware of it and just kind of, like, tap them on the shoulder and be like, I just want you to know, it only gets harder from here. And then just walk away. Don't let them know what you're talking about. Don't imply anything. Just keep it up.
Oh, and that's the other side of that. There's nothing worse than the people who are like, oh, it's your first E3. Oh, it's going to be really like the cautionary tale.
Oh, trial by fire. Yeah. Oh, I don't know how you're going to make it. We lost 2 interns last year.
Again.
Whatever.
It's not that bad. You guys still enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I bitch and I kvetch about this stuff, you know, as much as anyone, but at the same time, like, I need E3 in my life to a degree. Maybe it's an unhealthy need, but it's a need I need nonetheless.
It's like Christmas. It's like a point in the year that you can, like, gauge.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, there's always something that surprises you.
Yeah. I just like seeing, like, positive or negative, like, I just like seeing how it goes.
Yeah. And I like seeing people. I like seeing, you know, folks around the industry. I don't get to see very often.
That is, yes, that is always the
one of the real benefits of E3 is, like, there's just a bunch of people that are out there at different companies working as hard as we do, if not harder, and you just don't get to see them very often, so it's nice just to be able to, like, okay, well, we can guarantee that everyone will at least be in the same place, so we can have a little bit of time just to, like, catch up and say hey.
How many has it been for you now?
All of them. This is how... This
You've been to everyone?
Yeah.
22, then.
Jesus.
Is it 22? I thought 95 was the first year, so...
Keeley... Well, Keeley was saying he'd been to all of them, and I think he specifically said 22.
Yeah. He's probably right. I don't actually... That actually makes sense. Maybe 94 was the first one. Because let's see, what... I got out of high school in 93. I was working for that magazine in 94. That magazine went under... Probably by 95. It went under, like, maybe early 95 or something like that.
Yeah.
And we did one E3. We did the first E3 as that magazine. We had a shitty little booth next to SNK, who was showing off the Neo Geo CD.
Did that come out?
Yeah.
That was it. That was a thing. I've never seen a Neo Geo. I've never used one.
It's a beautiful system. Maybe not so much the CD one, but the actual Neo Geo.
Yeah, the CD one was weird because they, you know, the load times were horrendous, right, and it was still pretty expensive, and some of the games were missing some animations, or, like, you know, they would remaster the music, like, it was a CD,
yeah,
and they would put CD-quality music into them, which was sometimes interesting and sometimes terrible.
Yeah.
But the load times, like, that. So there were two versions of it. There was a single-speed drive and a double-speed drive. The double-speed drive didn't come out in the U.S., because the thing was a... So they were like, well, we're not going to double down on this thing.
Right.
So the CDZ only came out in Japan. But even then, the double-speed drive was still not great. So.
Do you have a CD32, the Amiga?
I have a CDTV.
Right.
Which is basically just an Amiga 500 in a weird console-ish box.
Right.
Not quite. It's not quite a CD32. And that thing mostly sucks.
Yeah. It's right at the end.
Yeah, the CD32 seems like a really weird system. Like, everything I've seen from it just doesn't make sense.
It's like not that many games came out for it.
It's like whatever this weird... Was it some game where you're a duck?
Oh, duck game.
Duck game, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's like a platformer and you're a duck and it sucks.
Okay.
That sounds like most Amiga games.
Yeah.
Do you ever play Beavers?
No.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Are you a duck?
Just described, almost.
All right.
James Pond. I mean, James Pond's great. I fucking love James Pond.
I love the idea of James Pond, but I only played those games on the Genesis, and they always seem bad.
Did you really love the idea of James Bond?
Maybe not. Okay. I don't know. Now I do more than maybe I did then.
Okay, fair enough. I'm trying to call you out or anything. Yeah. I just, you know, I have a hard time imagining you being like, "Oh man, James Pond, that sounds awesome."
You're right. Words do have definitions. I think I remember liking that one of them was like subtitled RoboCon.
Yeah, James Pond 2 RoboCon. He had mechanical legs in that one. Stretch.
Sure.
Yeah. That was alright. That game was sponsored by Penguin Chocolate Bars in the UK.
Oh, weird.
They had an intro where all the penguins lost their chocolate bars and you had to get them. And then the game started.
I feel like that just didn't happen here in the same way.
There was a lot of that back in that, like, weird era.
Yeah.
Do you remember Pushover on the Amiga? The one where you're an ant and you have to push dice.
No.
You have to set up dice on this sort of, like, weird astral plane. And then you push them. You only got to push once. You have to set them all up and then push them. And some dice would, like, split and some would float. And you have to knock down the red dice in the end. And, it was sponsored by Quavers, which was, like, a weird British crisp. I mean, we didn't even get Quavers in Ireland.
Oh, wow. I've heard of Quavers.
Yeah, they're not. They're all right.
And then there was Zool.
Oh, yeah, Chubba Chubbs.
Chubba Chubbs, yeah.
then there was there a...
Are you just making syllables? Like, what the hell?
So, yeah, Chubba Chubs.
And Zool?
Zool, yeah. Fucking Zool was
Zool's
great.
A kick-ass fucking platformer. Yeah. Look up a picture of Zool. He's an intergalactic ninja.
Zool looks fucking great.
Is it
great.
Z-O-O-L?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there was Zool 2, where there was a lady Zool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zool was like the fucking Amiga's Sonic, basically.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. No,
Oh, this game. Yeah. Okay, I remember this game.
And then there was it a Cool Spot was 7-Up, right?
Right, yeah.
Yes. There's the Yo-Noid game.
There was a Action Biker for, like, the Commodore 64 had some kind of tie-in over there. It was called something else. It was like... Alex, you need to look up Action Biker.
I'll look up
the
Action
full name. I mean, it is some chip brand. It was like some chip brand that had, like, a character. And he's the star of Action Biker or whatever.
It was a game called, I think it was Super Dog, and it was, I know, right, fucking imaginative, and it was HMV, the retailer.
Action Biker, also known as KP Skips Action Biker with Clumsy Colin in the UK.
You're kidding me!
KP Skips Action Biker with Clumsy Colin.
Yes, the game was a tie-in with snack food KP Skips, whose mascot was Clumsy Colin.
Oh my god! Yeah, Skips. I used to love
Skips. So what were KP Skips?
KP was just like the... KP is like Lay's or whatever. Like, KP is the company that owns... Like, the Coca-Cola company or whatever. And Skips are basically like... They're just like prawn cocktail.
Yeah, Chinese prawn crackers. Yeah.
Gross. Why would that sponsor a motocross game?
Although they are smaller and have a finer texture that makes them fizz and melt on the tongue.
What?
Today they are available with bacon, cheese, and salt and vinegar flavors.
They're fucking tasty. Skips are great.
Other flavors such as pickled onion, Caribbean spice curry, teal blue bag, hot from Rio chili, Chinese spare rib, a limited edition reboot dots donut,
what?
And a sweet corn relish have been available in the past. All right. Those are some damn flavors right there.
You guys don't have enough pickled onion over here.
God, you're right.
I was just thinking that.
We just passed Sensible Spots.
Sensible World of Spots.
Fuck. I didn't know about the Skips ones. That's pretty good. Yeah, weird. There's your non-endemic sponsorship right there.
Right, yeah.
Let's bring that back. I mean, we did. I guess Doritos fucking...
The Doritos E3.
Oh, were they doing an E3 thing this year?
Yeah, they're sponsoring the live
E3 open to the public thing with the bands and stuff is all like...
Wait. To the public with the bands? I didn't know this was the thing.
So you've heard about E3 Live, the thing that's open to the public, right?
No.
Okay,
is
so...
Is this new this year?
Yes.
Oh.
At LA Live, they sold tickets. I mean, they didn't sell tickets. It was free, but you had to sign up like an Eventbrite.
Okay.
And... You signed up for a session that was either, like, 10 to noon or noon to 5 for the 3 days of E3.
Jesus.
And you get in for free as long as you do that. And then there are some exhibitors in there in a separate area.
Like, outdoors?
No, I think it's inside LA Live.
Okay.
And then outdoors, I think in front of that, there is some kind of monstrous Doritos stage where Steve Aoki... And
others
are performing, all brought to you by the Frito-Lay Corporation.
That's so strange.
Yes.
I think that's where Keeley's show is going to be looking out on as well.
The prophecy is being fulfilled.
I know.
And that whole thing is weird because, like, the exhibitor list for that section is, like, Monster and Twitch. But then also, like, Warner and Ubisoft. But, like, not a ton of game companies, and so I don't know. That's
cool.
I really want to see that thing and see what it is like.
So is E3 setting that up? Is like the ESA?
Yeah, that is the ESA going like, oh fuck, no one wants to be a part of our show anymore. We need to come up with some new options. Let's quickly slam this thing together.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst possible. Well, just like a very short-sighted way of trying to tick a box.
I bet that at some point maybe Disney would have been involved in something like that. It seems like something that maybe... I don't know. So many publishers are doing their own outreach now to fans and having their own events. And
I mean, XP's back again this year.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That with all of that in mind, like, E3 has to react. But I don't know that any form of E3 that has an open-to-the-public segment is ideal for publishers.
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, the ESA's responsibility isn't to, like, the wider conversation about video games, right? It's to the people who fund the ESA.
Yeah.
So, like...
But I think if the people who funded the ESA are, like, pulling out of E3 and going, like, eh...
Right, yeah.
Then at some point they're like, how about this? I believe our badges will get us into that thing.
Yeah, that was what I heard.
So I want to go over there and look at it and just see what it looks like. And consumer events for gaming can be really good, or they can just look like corporate logo nightmares and just like the thing just gets monetized all to hell, and you're just like, I'm inside a brand right now.
Did you go to COD XP?
No.
I was actually really surprised how good that was.
I was supposed to go the year they did it, and then I got sick, so...
Missed out on Kanye.
Right.
And the Dropkick Murphys.
The perfect mix. Those two have been trying to get together for years. It's weird that they're bringing it... Maybe it's not that weird, but they're bringing it back this year. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Especially with the reaction to Infinite Warfare. I mean...
Maybe that's why they felt like they... had to go big with it.
Get the fans back on board.
And they're holding their multiplayer reveal for that.
Oh, when's it on then?
September.
Jesus, it's a bit late.
So whatever they show at Sony in a couple of days here is probably just going to be campaign stuff. Or whatever their third mode is, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Space Zombies!
Yeah. Cool if they just got back to that Spec Ops mode.
Oh, yeah. That was the Call of Duty 4 one, right?
Modern Warfare 2, man.
Oh, right.
It was like just one-off missions you could do co-op. It's cool.
Was that the one with the AC-130 and the, mm-hmm. the one on the ground? Yeah.
Yeah.
They were cool. There was a lot of, like, walking space in that booth.
Right.
Which there wasn't in a lot of the other booths, so it's...
Yeah, I wonder how they'll set it up. I don't know. That seems very strange. Like, they pulled together a bunch of... Like, they originally were just... We're only showing Zelda, and that's it. And then it was, like, maybe a week ago that they're like, oh...
So it makes sense to not necessarily put it out there.
I mean, a new Pokemon game is a new Pokemon game, but, like, that's probably not gonna draw a bunch of people at E3.
Yeah.
Like, they're right to stream it.
Yes.
So that the people who love that shit can see it and find it. But playable kiosks for a new Pokemon game, like, you're going to go up to and be like, alright, yeah, it looks a lot like the previous one, and I only have 10 minutes to play it, so I'm never going to uncover the nuance here in this amount of time, so it makes sense. Alright, time to make the big transition over here over to I-5.
Yep.
A lot of yellow around here.
Yeah, the color scheme doesn't really change very much.
Unless it all catches on fire.
Yeah.
That happened last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I heard there was earthquakes yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
North, like, it was like a 5.1 earthquake yesterday.
Where at?
They felt it in Northridge. I don't know.
Okay.
LA area.
That's foreboding.
You know. And then Calabasas was on fire big time, like, last week. So I don't know if that's still on fire, but... You know, beautiful California. Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Where the movies are made.
For China.
Speaking of which, you guys gonna check out the Warcraft movie?
I don't think I'm going to.
Maybe some point. I don't know. I don't know.
I never really had much interest in the overall lore of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Other than the part where the orcs are fighting the humans.
Right.
And if you click on them enough times, they say something dumb. But like a, yeah, a movie set, like, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm a bad person. I mean, like, I'm a bad judge of any of that stuff because, like, I don't even have any interest in well-regarded and good fantasy things. Like, I didn't go see Lord of the Rings, so I'm certainly not going to go see fucking Warcraft.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. I saw that Hobbit cartoon they made in the 80s.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And then I remember liking that.
Not you, Alex? Cinema buff?
No, I might at some point. I don't know. I don't just have a particularly hot, burning desire to go see it. I'm like Jeff, I have no real interest in the lore of Warcraft.
What if we just went and watched all the Dungeon Siege movies instead?
Yeah, apparently there are three of them. Which is why, okay, so one of them is the Dungeon Siege movie, and then there are two sequels to In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege movie. But whether those sequels actually have anything to do with Dungeon Siege, is unknown.
Yeah. I don't think the first movie had much to actually do with Dungeon Siege.
No. It just had the name in it. And Burt Reynolds.
Jason Statham.
Yep.
Jesus, really?
Claire Forlani.
Wow. Excuse me.
Where do you sit now? Because when I got to the office, I went to where I thought your desk was, and it was mostly empty.
Some new person, whose name I don't know, now sits there.
Okay.
Actually, no, I think I do know his name, and it's a pretty cool name. His name is Nick Margarita.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Sounds like a Coke Lord. I said...
It sounds like a Chow Yun Fat character.
It sounds like a guy who does, like, magic tricks at open mic nights.
No, that's Randy Pitchford.
Right. Totally different.
I'm... Do you know where Ty Root used to sit?
Nope.
No, fuck. I'm, like, next door to where I used to sit.
Okay.
Just one over. Yeah, everyone's all over the place. Eric Tate now sits at Dan Mahorik's seat. He's the new Dan Mahorik. Do I fucking... Can you tell me if I'm pronouncing Dan's surname right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Mahorik. Yeah. I feel like I've been doing it wrong for years. Because I heard Giancarlo say it a different way once. I was like, what? Maybe that's just G.
You can't trust the way he talks.
G?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people can't get his name right, so he probably just inflicts that on others. The number of people I've seen write out like J-O-H-N space C-A-R-L-O
John Carlo
as if that is his full name.
He said that's what his in-laws called him when they first met him as well. John Carlo. Like, did they think Carlo was his surname?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Carlo is a county in Ireland. C-A-R-L-O-W.
I see it in comments and stuff, like if he comes up on the podcast or something, like you'll see someone write it that way.
It totally gives you a whole other impression of what that person is.
Yep.
Between Giancarlo and John Carlo. I'm guessing they're going to be at E3 as well.
Yeah,
he'll be there.
And then Bauman.
Right, yeah. Like, do you know if they're doing stuff? Or?
I don't know. Andy said he's there and shooting stuff.
Huh.
Like, I literally cannot think of a better project for Andy to work on than Watch Dogs 2 in San Francisco. Because that is a guy who loves shooting, like, sick B-roll of buildings.
Yeah.
So he's just like, that's all he's going to be doing, presumably, now. Like, 6 months.
That game's out this year, right?
Yeah, it's November, the implication. 15th.
Like November or whatever.
Crazy.
I'm sure they, at some point, with the way the first game dragged on, just were like, look, when we announce the next one, it has to be like, guaranteed, ready to go by holiday. Like, can't stretch this out and have expectations spin out of control on it. Though, I'm sure being a sequel to a game that was kind of a bummer is probably going to prevent some of those expectations from getting weird, right?
So apparently Sausalito is in the game. Mm. So you might be able to... I wonder if the old giant bomb offices are...
I hope to murder a lot of people on rented bikes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, what was that like working in like a little tourist town for?
Sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was everything super expensive as well?
Yeah, like sandwiches for like $14 and stuff like that. Just terrible. And we were far enough away from like downtown Sausalito that we should have been at the quote unquote real end of town, but no, it was still.
I mean, Marin across the board is just gonna fuck you on that no matter what.
Marin kind of just sucks. But yeah, you would have a lot of people that would rent bikes at the ferry terminal at the south end of town. We were up at the north end. And then you would just see them in packs just riding by on their rented bikes. No idea how to ride them, riding them in the middle of the street sometimes. Just like, fuck people, like, come on. I'm going to kill you all. And not like on purpose. I'm not a bad guy, but
maybe that's what they want.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're asking for.
We had people just walk in and assume that we were some kind of boutique business. There selling stuff. So they would walk down the stairs and see all the cameras and go, what do you guys do here? I was like, we're a business. We're a company. Because we'd have to leave the door open.
We make movies.
Yeah, we make. We're just shooting video in here. Why don't you come in and hang out?
You ever thought about being an actor before?
There were a number of people that just assumed we were shooting porn.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's an easy assumption to make.
Sure. I mean, we were, you know, getting Airbnbs and stuff like that for E3, and we were like, oh, we need to have bandwidth, and also, like, we're looking to shoot some video. Like, there was definitely, like,
I think there were
times where it's like, it's not porn.
We're definitely not doing that.
We are certainly not shooting porn.
Although you did shoot one E3 in a place that did shoot porn.
Yeah.
So. Well, before they shot a lot of things there. It was a studio.
That Lonely Island video.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's also a safe bet that if you are on any surface within the greater Los Angeles area, there's a chance someone was filmed having sex there.
Bang bus gets around.
And just across the board.
What do you think about our hotel?
The one that we're staying at?
Yeah.
I've never cared for that place.
I bet some real nasty stuff got shot there. That's a bad hotel. There was one year that I remember just our whole floor, or maybe it was just a couple of the rooms, just stank. I don't know why. I think Waters had to be moved to a different room or something because it was so bad.
I remember he got moved and Justin Copper got moved because the bed in his room was like it wasn't a bed. It was like a pull-out sofa bed.
Like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
One year we stayed at the Hotel Figueroa, which was, in terms of location, not too bad. But that
Is
place...
Is that the Fig?
Yes.
Okay. Never been there, but everyone talks about it.
It sucks. It sucks.
Is that the one with the three big things on it?
Yeah.
Like the posters?
Yeah. I fucking hate that place. We stayed there one year, and like I had a bed that was two mattresses shoved together, and the two mattresses were of an impossibly small, like children-like size. And it was so, you know, I'm trying to lay on this bed, and I can't really fit onto either side of these two mattresses, and so I'm laying in this crease. It's destroying my back. There are cockroaches.
Oh,
like, everything
gosh.
About it was fucking terrible. So when people started, like, going, like, oh, we're partying at the Fig, I was like, fuck you. I am not going to go hang out at that fucking shithole. I'm glad that they're going to tear it down.
Oh, are they tearing it down?
They're remodeling it or destroying it or something. There was something about it going away.
Its current form will go away entirely. I don't know what they're replacing it with, whether it's the same hotel or another one, but
it has led to me having, like, another reason to dislike the crowdfunding service Fig, because apparently that's where they got the name.
You're kidding. Because of, like, a deal that went down probably in the fucking Fig bar.
I guess.
The deals do go down there. That is true.
God.
I was just like, fuck. No.
Yeah. Did you see the final version of what they put up? I saw it was some CD Projekt fucking thing this year.
Oh, what's on the what's on the side of it? No, I didn't.
It's probably
Is it just the Gwent thing that leaked? I assume it's just the Gwent thing that leaked.
Oh, did it leak?
Yeah.
When did it leak?
There was a trademark thing that leaked out that said, like, Gwent the playing card game or whatever it was, so. Which seems like, you know, as soon as we were booking appointments, it was like, oh, well, there's no way they're going to show Cyberpunk. It's like, what would they do in between that? Like, I remember, like, when we first got Witcher 3 and I first started playing, I was like, they'll probably spin this out into something. Like, enough people seem to be liking Gwent that they should probably make this a video game. Hearthstone seems to be big.
It was developed by one dude.
Gwent was?
Yeah, Gwent was.
Oh, well.
At the...
Well, I mean, Hearthstone was developed by a pretty small team.
Yep. And that has now ballooned into one of their most profitable enterprises.
I just play Skylanders Battlecast.
The only game that
the
matters.
The only card game that matters.
What about WWE Supercards? You done with that?
Yeah, I had to stop.
It was never a good game.
It was never a good game, and then they like went from like season one to season two, and a lot of my cards got devalued in the process. And I was like, I spent money on these cards, and turning them into other cards that are probably less powerful. I just don't want to play this anymore.
What was your best card?
I had an Alberto Del Rio that was really good for a while. That was an early big card for me, and then eventually I got like. Eventually, as the sickness took hold, I put a little bit more money into that thing and finally had like a really good Brock Lesnar and some other stuff like that. I was like, I can't do this anymore. This is awful. The amount of grinding you had to do to like get your cards to their maximum potential was so insane because you fed cards to your cards to level them up. And then you could take two of the same card and combine them to form a pro version of that card.
Yeah.
But you needed to level up both of the cards all the way and merge them then to get the maximum out of them. And then you had to level up that card. And I did that with multiple cards, and it was terrible. And it's just not fucking fun. But I was in at that point, so I just did it. It was just like, well, this is the thing I'm going to do. Sometimes I'm in the bathroom and there is time to waste, so. But thankfully there's Tap Tycoon now for those moments.
Yeah, I cannot fall. I've tried to. For whatever reason, I've tried to fall down the tap / idle game hole, and I can't get into any of that stuff. Just can't do it.
I liked having it on, like, a second monitor, but something about the phone stuff that seems a bit too risky.
It really is it's a bad battery drain.
Oh, God, yeah.
Think about that. So that's terrible.
You don't need that at E3?
Right. I wonder, I think I did. I brought a portable battery thing, which I bought years ago and always forget to bring the E3, which is the reason I bought it in the first place.
They hand them out as well all the time, though.
Yeah, I did have one that, like, said Call of Duty on it at some point.
Cookie Clicker was the one that I got into.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing better than, like, I think I went, it was when I went to when I spent like 4 weeks in the States or something before E3 one time.
Yeah.
And I left it on in work in the UK for like a full month. It was fucking beautiful. But you know, by the end, it's like there's all these like time wormholes happening. And
yeah.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
I got to a point with a lot of that browser-based stuff that I would just play it and then eventually just start cheating. You know, just like open up the JavaScript console and just punch some stuff in. How's that chat looking?
Is it alright?
Yeah. There's a couple of people running Cookie Clicker right now, apparently.
It's no Trimps.
Trimps?
Trimps. Trimps is very ugly, but very complicated.
That sounds like a Tim and Eric bit.
A clicking game. It's a Cinco product.
Trimps!
People are saying we should Facebook Live this drive. There's a 90-minute hard limit on Facebook stream.
Is there really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's...
cuts you off.
That's no good.
What's the point of that, even?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Any stream that lasts less than 2 hours is not worth watching. That's my feeling on that.
That's the point. I mean, they do say that when you're on Twitch, you need to be an hour deep before you start actually getting viewers.
I've been using YouTube's live stuff from home. That's been pretty solid.
Yeah.
Also, at some point, I guess I got stripped of my Twitch partner stuff.
Oh, shit, really?
So...
weird.
Yeah, like Dan Mahorik actually just contacted someone over there years ago and got all our accounts flipped over because we needed the like bandwidth selection stuff.
Right.
Yet, not as a partner.
Yeah, I was wondering why I was on there. That must have been it.
And yeah, like the last couple times, I was like, oh, I'm gonna stream Switch, and just none of that stuff was there, and people were complaining because I was streaming out at too high for them to watch. And I was like, oh, well, all right, that stuff seems to be gone. So probably because I didn't use it for a long, long time. So I was like, oh, well, that stuff just works on YouTube, so maybe I'll just do that. But I do it also infrequently anyway. That I think I still probably have more Twitch followers than YouTube subscribers on my personal channels. They're probably pretty comparable, I don't know.
Is it YouTube that's using the Giant Bomb database?
Twitch is.
Twitch is, yeah.
YouTube should. They could use it. They're missing a lot of indie games and a lot of smaller stuff a lot of the time.
Even now when you put up just like VOD, there is a special drop-down for what game you were using as well as the live stuff.
Yeah, we've been trying to use that stuff just to tag the videos properly and all that. So I do that a lot of the time when I remember. And that's why I know that their database is missing a lot of games.
Right. Oh, so you actually come across games you were playing then?
Yeah.
Could you put multiple games in there?
I don't think so.
Right.
Which for, like, streams where you're playing multiple games, just, it doesn't work out great. But yeah, there was something we were playing recently that definitely wasn't in there.
Hogs of War.
Hogs of War?
Yeah.
I bet Hogs of War is actually in there. Where I'm going to need to use a bathroom, but I think I could probably hold out until we get to the Del Taco.
Yeah, we're not that far from it, right?
Yeah. Turns out, drinking a full can of this stuff first thing in the morning is eventually going to...
Is that how you purchase this? Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's really something else.
It's a sizable beverage.
Yeah. It looks like fuel. Which I guess is the point, probably.
Yeah, it's people fuel.
Yeah.
Fuel for your life.
Something, man.
I've been to a Del Taco in 365 days.
Yeah. Not a lot of opportunities to go to one, really.
No.
Is that one in San Francisco still there?
Where was that?
It was on
one,
Market.
There used to be one on Market pretty close to the office. But it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was like sometimes they'll have like a Taco Bell Express that doesn't have the full menu.
Yeah.
It seemed like this Del Taco didn't have the full menu.
They had a full menu, and it was always kind of run down, and everyone there seemed real harried.
It all seemed very ill-conceived.
Have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina?
No.
It's basically just a Taco Bell. Like, it just looks slightly nicer, because they don't have the beer there at all.
They're
still waiting for that license, apparently.
I don't need beer with Taco Bell.
Yeah,
that's
seems like a bad idea.
If I want that, I'll just get my food to go.
The Taco Bell delivery thing they did before?
No.
That was also terrible. Because it all just turns up. Like, there's so much moistness inside of those things. It's just like, probably the same when you get takeout, right? Like, you just leave it 5 minutes too long and it's just like a wet mess.
Yeah, you have to get it and get home and immediately start eating it, or else anything with a soft tortilla is going to stick to the wrapper and just everything is just is damp. Not to say that it's bad. Like, it's still fine. It's just...
not optimal.
Ideally, they are handing that thing to you and you are, like, shoving all of it in your face immediately and disposing of all the evidence. No, I don't remember the last time I had Taco Bell. Oh, you know what? It was when we were in L.A. for the L.A. Podfest.
Oh, yeah.
We did our show and then we were hanging out afterwards and having some drinks, and then Dan talked us into walking up the street to the Taco Bell.
I had a feeling that was where that story was going.
And he periscoped the whole thing.
Of course.
And Justin McElroy showed up at one point, but he got his food to go. So he kind of said, like, hey, hi, and then immediately split. And I was like, that's a smart move.
Yep.
don't hang out here. Because we were there, like, 2 in the morning, and it was just, like, everyone in there was hammered and, like, a problem. Every single person in there was someone that you wish that the Taco Bell had someone to deal with then. So we're like, all right, please don't, lean against me so you don't fall over. Please don't throw up in our store. The open road.
Yes. So many, like, shredded tires.
Yep. Recently.
Yeah. Terrifying. Vineyards? No.
I'm not sure what they're growing over here. There's a lot of them. Trees of some kind.
Wow, how rolling. Is this it here?
No, it's a little further up.
No, but if at any point any of you need to stop, let me know.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm alright. I'm gonna fucking eat so much, I did not have breakfast.
Same here.
I had Raisin Bran and coffee and that was it.
I was wondering earlier if anything is going to leak today.
As in, like, people who are wandering around the show floor leaking things, or...
Or just, I mean, however anything's going to leak, you know, like, what's... Or if anyone is planning to run anything. I think it was last year that that IGN had the Transformers stuff.
That's right.
Right.
As we were driving down. And that was the first I'd heard of that game.
Well, I'm keeping an eye on the feeds here to see if anything floats out.
There was a lot already this week. I mean, the Watch Dogs thing was linked by IGN and Twitch.
Right.
Before.
And then also what was on Snapchat? What leaked on Snapchat?
Snapchat.
There was a Watch Dogs thing on Instagram.
Okay.
Which was the sunglasses that like, YouTuber...
Oh, right. Like, no, it was another case of, like, an ad running when it wasn't supposed to have run.
Did you see Fobwatch got a strike?
Yeah. Well, not even, like, he just posted that to Twitter.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even, like, a YouTube strike. He just got a straight-up, like, DMCA notice. Like, fucking what? Like, yeah, can't have anyone be excited about your fucking video game. Yeah. Better take that down. That'll stop it.
Seems like the most fucking anti-Watch Dogs 2 thing you right, could possibly yeah. do.
Your excitement has to wait exactly 12 more hours.
Then please be excited and please use the hashtag #TheDrive. We don't have an official hashtag for E3 this year. I'll have to come up with one. Though as soon as they make the change that make hashtags not take up any part of your character count, that's way less exciting to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
No, but then you can make the longest hashtag ever. Guilt-free.
I like it. I like a hashtag that's exactly 140 characters.
Right.
I want one that's 141 characters just to absolutely ruin people.
Sure.
Hashtag, but the hashtag is what's... God.
Without the hashtag, I'm nothing. Without the engagement, who am I?
What was it last year?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just typed 140.
It was a string of words.
It was a string of words that loosely had something to do with E3 and hashtags.
There was the E3 mysteries tag a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, man.
Still haven't figured out who E3 Ham Duetta is on Twitter, although I have a strong feeling it's Giancarlo.
We were talking about the other day, and I think he denied it to Brad.
Right.
But he seems like he would be the most likely candidate. Mm. But if not him, it's gotta be McInnes.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's totally in his wheelhouse. I wonder if he'll be down this year. Probably not. Well, maybe, actually.
Didn't he just move back to...
Yeah, he works for Twitch.
Yeah.
He works alongside Sophia Tom.
I had only heard recently that she was there. I thought that she was still at Future or whatever.
No, I knew she left Future a while ago. I just wasn't sure where she was headed.
Yeah.
sure, go work for Twitch. Everyone else is.
I know, yeah. It's weird. Lark's gone.
Yeah.
Eventually, everyone will be working for three companies. Twitch, Amazon, Riot. That's it.
I mean...
it's all that will survive.
Those signing bonuses for Twitch ain't nothing to fucking...
oh, yeah.
Throw your nose up against. Yep.
Fair enough.
I'm quite a head, like... six-figure vested Amazon shares. It vested in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Amazon shares.
That's actually... huh.
So, that's what I've heard of a couple of people anyway. Yeah. So why not? And you get to work for a company that makes no money, but it doesn't matter. So, like...
but someday... like, that's someday it will.
Will it? YouTube doesn't.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, it just depends on what scale you're not making any money. Because if you're on the YouTube scale, you're so ubiquitous it doesn't matter. But if you're on, like, say, the Twitter scale...
right.
At some point, someone demands that you make some money somewhere.
Yeah.
Twitch just seems like the sort of thing that eventually Amazon would go, like, all right, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And try to rein some of it in or something. But, yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
I just... like, there's a lot of positivity behind it, but it does, like, it definitely, and it serves like a very important thing, but there is this, like, generational push. There is a certain generation, like, which really, really likes doing this stuff, and there's, like, no guarantee that the next generation will.
Right, yeah.
Like, I worry for them that in, like, 10 years' time, you see this, or, like, 5 years' time, you just don't see the type of adoption. You know, you don't see the same viewership from the next group of people coming in, you know?
Yeah.
So much of their business is based on this, like, whatever, 16 to 23 demographic.
I just think, you know, like, so much of, I mean, you know, YouTube is in the same boat in a lot of cases, but, like, just so much of the community stuff, for as much as, like, you know, they talk about, like, oh, we've got TwitchCon, and, like, all these Twitch people coming together, and everyone's a family, like, all right, how come Twitch chat is a fucking huge cesspool every single time, then? Like, I get it that, like, it's a big enough site that you, you know... like, obviously, there are going to be some people at the fringes of that thing that are terrible people, but... and then there is a core of it that I'm sure is very nice and good and you know, worthy of focusing on. But fuck, man. Every time... I forget what I was watching. I was just clicking around Twitch the other day just to kind of see, like, oh, you know, I was watching, like, the top Overwatch stream or something just to kind of see what the top games were. And it was just this constant scroll of, like, people typing in the same word over and over again... in the same shitty thing over and over again, like pasting it 9 times and hitting send, just so there's a usual lock of it as this chat scrolls. And like, I, you know, whatever, like we have chat that scrolls at a super high speed too, because I like that it's this kind of chaotic, dumb thing. Like it's not there to hold a conversation. I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm. But it just seems nasty.
So for a long time, my only real experience with the Twitch chat was VGCW, which had a very different crowd.
Uh-huh.
Like, the dicks would occasionally float their way in there. For the most part, it was just a lot of them shouting memes from the show at each other. But it was all very friendly, and it was all very low-key. And then I started to branch out a little bit and look at other streams, and yeah, like, the cesspool seems to be just about everywhere else outside of that.
And I just, you know, like, that's the hard part, is how do you actually... like, can you even rein that in?
Yeah.
Without also taking away so many of the engagement numbers that you are then touting to your advertisers.
Right. Yeah.
Like, at what point is, well, our business is based on eyeballs, and these eyeballs happen to belong to people that like to type garbage.
Yeah. Who, P.S., don't have all that much money to spend either.
Yeah. Right.
We all know the only pure chat community is the Salty Vet community.
Of course.
Yeah. Waifu every time?
Every time.
At one stage at GameSpot UK, we had 4 monitors with Salty Vet on and a dedicated computer for Salty Vet betting, which had like a community pool in it.
Nice.
Of money, yeah. So you could only bet like a certain amount. You could only lose a certain amount in a day before you had to like stop losing it.
As Salty Vet got built out, I kind of... like, there was a while that someone from our community or someone on Twitter had put together something that was collecting match data.
Right. Mm-hmm.
before they started surfacing that and only showing it to subscribers and stuff like that, like, he had set up something that was, like, starting to build that. So if you had access to that, you could look at it and go, like, okay, I know who's going to win.
Yeah.
And start to make these really smart bets and make some real money.
Money.
And then they launched the whole, like, meta game around Salty Bet and all the other stuff. And now you can affect, like, you can give the guys more health if you devote some of your salty bucks to them. Like, you can change things about the characters if you hit a certain tier, if you hit a certain level.
I understand why you would do that. That does not feel in the spirit of what that thing was created.
It's something that, like, rewards the people that are there every day, right?
Right.
And that makes perfect sense.
To me, Salty Bet is not about the rewards. It's about the journey.
Well, yeah. Now it's just led to me, like, I don't really bet so much anymore. I just watch it and enjoy it. And make some bets in my head as I go. It's like, I bet that one's going to win.
I bet Homer is going to win this one.
Yeah. But it's like the UFC. It's gone from being the completely chaotic to, like, they've evened it out in a way that, like, it actually seems sort of fair, and that's fine, but it's, like, a slightly less interesting.
Yeah.
Say nothing yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess you can't really see the Coalinga hell cow area from this side of the road. It's more the other one.
Yep.
You're driving back. Well, presumably you're driving back.
Yeah.
I'm flying here. Are you driving back as well, Alex?
No, I'm flying straight to New York from L.A. Yes, he will be out.
Seeing him appear up on Giant Bonnie's stuff was, like, a wonderful surprise.
He seems to very much enjoy it.
He's like the jewel of CNET. He's like the one that, like, we always want to, like, pull in and do stuff with, because he's just, like, a fun dude. Knows his shit.
One of the most laid-back guys I have ever worked alongside.
Laid-back alert?
Yes, exactly. And he's been a good sport about those rotating seat jokes. Yeah, hopefully this year we'll record our Beastcast and not lose it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, fuck. Did you record it twice last year?
Yes, we did.
I was on the first one.
Fun.
They got lost.
What happened? Is it a breaker?
They pulled the USB stick out and the file was corrupt.
Oh, fuck.
Like, they closed the file properly and everything, but it's just the stick went bad or something happened. But
yeah, it sounds like whatever happened, like, basically all the different files on that drive kind of melded into one.
So you could listen to it, and it was, like, it was
skipping
scary.
Around and shit. Oh, fuck. That's awful.
Ah, wonderful Merced County. Let's just hang out in Merced. E3 Merced 2016.
See if the Happy Inn's still there.
Yes.
Happy Inn.
Happy Inn. We stayed at the Happy Inn once.
A few times.
Was it a few times?
It was a few times. Oh, you might not have been there for
It might have been after I was out of the band.
Oh,
I think you were there a couple of times at least, though. Yeah, this is during the tour era. The Happy Inn was this great low-rent hotel.
Like, when you're in a band that has, like, 9 people in it, you need to get multiple cheap rooms.
Yes.
Sure.
I just remember a lot of 40s being drank by a pool that looked like a pool you did not want to go in under any circumstances.
Yeah. I think that's where I actually, like, literally put a lampshade on my head.
Yes, you did.
Like, it was just really leaning into the dumbest shit ever.
It was that kind of vibe.
That's why we were buying Cisco. A bunch of other fucking terrible shit. A lot of St. Ives special brew.
Oh, God, so much special brew.
I was looking on the internet, and the internet makes it seem like Special Brew is still being made.
Okay.
But I have not seen it in decades.
No, it's certainly not from a lack of looking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just one of those regional things now.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, sign for Santanella here. We're close. 7 miles away.
A lot of love for Special Brew in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah, that fruity malt liquor. It's just, and it, no, there are still plenty of. I mean, Four Loko is a is a malt beverage that has a fruit flavor to it. So it's
the Fuzzy Navel's still around, right?
Oh yeah, you can still find a like a Boone's Farm Fuzzy Navel. You can still drink a bottle of that.
Yeah.
If you want to.
I don't, especially, but, you know, I just like knowing it's there. It's comforting.
What's Mad Dog 4040?
2020, Mad Dog 2020. It's like Cisco. It's a fortified rice wine,
rice.
I believe.
Yeah.
So it's like a high alcohol, very sickly sweet, like orange flavor. Like it's flavors like that.
Right.
And it's this... Yes, it is. Is a high octane, very low grade, cheap beverage that that I believe in the UK they might have referred to stuff like this as a like a bum wine.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I had a party at my old place in Petaluma. I think like the first year I lived there, you came by.
Uh-huh.
You brought some various fruity malt liquors, and somehow a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 found its way into my freezer.
Yep.
And it lived there the remaining 4 years that I lived there.
Uh-huh.
Until the day I moved out.
Yes, no, I distinctly remember thinking to myself, I'm gonna bring Mad Dog to this party and then fucking leave it there.
Yep.
No one's gonna drink it.
Nope.
I'm just gonna bring it here and leave it here, and that'll be that.
I don't remember what I did with it, but I remember looking in that fridge one last time going, I guess I should take this with me.
Probably still good.
Yeah. It was just, like, rock solid.
Yeah.
Well, except
glass,
for
glass bottle and
like, the alcohol part had separated.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And everything else was just rock fucking hard.
Uh-huh.
And I think even if you had tried to melt all that back together, it would not have ever tasted right.
That
not that it ever tasted right to begin with, but...
It's like fucking... paint thinner with a light orange flavor to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fucking the worst stuff. I think Buckfast tastes worlds better
than
any of this Cisco, Mad Dog, any of this sort of stuff.
Except Special Brew. Special Brew was
Special
all right.
Brew was good, but Special Brew was not as high. The alcohol content was not there in the same way. It was.
That was why my underage ass did not have a hard time drinking that stuff and staying okay.
Yeah, it was weak, relatively speaking. Buckfast.
Yes. It's not good.
It's good. No, it is good.
One of us. You guys ever thought about making the jump over to, I mean, so Vinny and Ryan did, it's a Liverpool trip, right?
Yeah.
To the UK, but you guys ever think about doing it?
I would love to. You know, there's always, like, people that ask, like, hey, when are you coming to Australia? When are you doing this?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I would love to go and do stuff. It's just hard to find, like, a great reason to and hard to get it, like, covered. Like, find a good business reason to make it all happen.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to England a couple of times. I did London once, and I did Nottingham one time. For, I think it was the first one of those, God, what is that game convention that happens in Nottingham?
EGX?
No.
I don't
know. No. Game something. I don't know.
Game City?
Game City, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was like the first Game City.
Oh, yeah.
Some of Harmonix people went out for that.
I went to ECTS in 2001.
Cool. In London?
Yeah. And then I went to London for... Bethesda had an event out there when they were publishing Wet and Rogue Warrior. They brought everybody out there to tell people that they were going to publish Wet and Rogue Warrior.
Both super British games.
Yeah, the most British video games. Rogue Warrior.
And
noted Brit Richard Marcinko.
Yes. Are they in the office out there? There was some actual reason. Was it Brink? Maybe they were showing Brink? No.
That was
years later. That would have made sense.
That was advertised all over London when that game came out.
Yeah.
So strange.
I want to go to Scotland.
Yeah.
I want to go party with the Scottish.
I've never been to Scotland.
They seem like they know how to get down.
Yeah. All over the place there.
The year I went to ECTS, I decided to stay in London for like an extra 5 days or something. I had a friend, and she was staying out there. It was like some part of some student exchange. And then I only ended up seeing her like one night, and then had the rest of this time just be like, I'm just in London now.
What'd you get up to? Did you go to Sega World?
Yeah, I did. Right. Yeah, I went to like Piccadilly Circus, and there was a went to an HMV. And
yeah, Sega was right there.
Well, yeah, and then
Trocadero you went to.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and I ate at a Burger King and got something called Diddy Donuts.
Okay, are they small donuts?
They were small donuts had Homer Simpson on them, and they tasted like shit.
The Del Taco is in sight.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Which is good because I have to go to the booth.
I'm so fucking hungry.
And also yes. All right, so should we bring the iPad in?
Let's say
that's probably the smoothest way.
Yeah, people should definitely hear us eating. That sounds great.
I can periscope the whole thing.
That's actually probably, maybe that's a better plan.
Or a worse one. Not really sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know. All right, so you'll get up on Periscope and that'll be posted to your Twitter account?
Yep. There right now. 4G.
Do not Periscope me using the bathroom.
No. I mean, I don't plan on going in there with you.
Okay.
If that was the plan, I'm sorry.
Oh.
But I want to buy something this year, though. There's always all those fucking leather jackets. And
yeah. We'll get you a nice NASCAR jacket.
Like the books, like the audio books.
Mm-hmm. We can get you a nice CB radio to install in your car.
Ooh. I don't have a driver's license, that might be a problem.
Yeah. All right, just install it on you. Oh. We just carry it around with you.
Bug out bag. Bug out self. Right now the connection is too poor, so hopefully when we get there...
I doubt it will change much.
All right. Thank you, AT&T. Perfectly good Taco Bell right there. We are passing.
That is Taco not Bell. The tradition.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, you can get Taco Bell any damn where.
Yeah.
And if you live in certain parts of the country, you can get Del Taco just the same. But
in a quarter of a mile,
that's like U-turn. That's like telling a devout Catholic there's a perfectly fine Protestant church right over here. Yeah. That's not how that works.
Good point. I can't believe you went for the pea soup.
Really? Yeah, like, no, I had pea soup. We stopped and got pea soup once.
I don't understand how this place is operational. It's got a fucking working windmill.
I think there are probably, I mean, you know, a lot of truckers got to stop and eat somewhere.
And they're probably tired of fast food after a point.
Or people that live out on farms that are kind of in the area. Like that seemed like the people, the clientele that was in there seemed like people that had come in from the country to have a good time in this big city. And by big city, I mean this slight stretch of
this collection of
fast food restaurants.
I mean, gas stations.
We could go to the Popeyes if you really want to fucking hate yourself.
Country Pride Restaurant. Marshall Road.
I don't need a Popeyes to hate myself.
Yeah, that's...
I can do that on my own.
That's fair.
Funland. Oh, I forgot about that.
You like fun, don't you?
The land of fun.
It's a lot less hot than it was last time we were here.
And it's still 85 degrees out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just got really good AC.
Yeah.
All right.
My internet is not too hot right now.
Okay. Well,
so I will...
if we can get up on Periscope while we're in there, we will. But I think we're going to leave the iPad in the car and shut it off. Because it is burning up hot.
All right. Ooh, we're on Love's Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Maybe I can get on that.
So we'll be back, everybody.
For the remainder of the drive.
I'm hitting the button. It's not stopping.
What is Love's? Is that like a gas station or something?
This is, we're there. All right, this screen barely works.
I think this is what happened when you put that many people in there.
I can't stop it. I'm hitting the button, it doesn't stop.
I'm using my Amex to get on Love's Wi-Fi.
Are they charging you for the Wi-Fi?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Rate plans.
Truck stop Wi-Fi is the finest Wi-Fi. No, this stop broadcast button doesn't work anymore.
Great. Guess they're just going to listen to ambient noise in your car for the next while.
All right, we actually have to get out because I need to go to the bathroom real bad. So I'm going to stop hitting stop, but I think this is still going. I don't know how it's going to go. If we get back in the car, I'll just like force quit the app and restart it. But but in the meantime, I wish you all the best of luck. Locked my keys in the car.
That was it.